This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli government said Hamas militants on Friday freed two Americans, Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie, who had been held hostage in Gaza since militants rampaged through Israel 2 weeks ago. The pair, who also hold Israeli citizenship, were the first hostages to be released of the roughly 200 abducted. Hamas said it was releasing them in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. Egypt has so far refused to open its borders to Palestinians fleeing Israel's bombardment of the Gaza Strip following the October 7th attack by Hamas militants on civilians and soldiers in southern Israel. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Egypt is wary of allowing thousands of refugees to cross the frontier.
Egypt, for now, is not allowing Palestinians to cross the border to escape Gaza into the relative safety of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians fled their lands in past conflicts with Israel. Many have never been allowed to return. Egypt and much of the Arab world fears the consequences of Palestinians once again fleeing Gaza. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Republicans have dropped Jim Jordan as their nominee for House Speaker in a private meeting. This comes after Jordan failed Friday in a third try for the Speaker's gavel. Digging in for a fight, Jordan had said at the Capitol that Congress needs to, quote, get to work for the American people. But Jordan lost ground as opposition deepened. GOP lawmakers had been warning the hard-edged ally of Donald Trump that no threats or promises could win their support. More than two dozen centrist Republicans revolted over the Ohio congressman's nomination and the hardball tactics being used to win them over. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.